another 100 under your belt. Tell us a bit about your innings.
I think, yeah, I was obviously pleased with it after a reasonably lean spell the last few games, getting quite a lot of starts, a couple of low scores. It was nice to go on and get a three-figure score. I think it was quite hard work. Again, it was quite a bit of a graft. You know, I think it definitely was a bowl first wicket, so it was quite hard work. So it was nice to get through that and then go and get three figures.
Very overcast this morning. I wouldn't have thought Derbyshire had to think too long about asking Sussex to bat. And I guess when you're in a relatively poor run of form, you're sort of thinking, crumbs, this is the last thing I need, going and batting on a morning like this.
Well, no, that wasn't at all my reaction, because I've been playing a couple of second team games and I've been hitting a lot of balls in the nets. I've been feeling good, so I was actually quite looking forward to getting out there. I'm always a guy who likes to bat first, so I'm always a bit disappointed when we lose the toss and field, or win the toss and field even. So I'm always ready and prepared to go out there, and yeah, I was looking forward to getting out there and ended up getting a nice score.
It was an innings that was full of determination and concentration, Luke, because, you know, you played and missed a bit, sort of a fair bit in the morning, but you never seemed to let that bother you.
No, well, I had a couple of things I was sort of focusing on as I was batting, so it didn't really bother me. It was that type of wicket that you were going to play and miss on, so I just had to back my defence and try and cash in when the bad ball came, really.
And when the bad ball came, you certainly suddenly got into a groove. You did some terrific shots, particularly in the latter part of your innings.
Yeah, I think it was obviously got easier as the ball got softer. Obviously, it was very disappointing to get out in the manner in which I did to a part-time bowler, but yeah, so it's frustrating because there were many more runs to be had out there. But again, I'm still happy with the performance, and hopefully it set me off for a really strong finish to the season.
You've actually sort of dragged yourself off. You were so disappointed when you were out.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the manner of my dismissal was disappointing. But, you know, I think it's a good sign that I'm back in form and, you know, looking to, really finish strong, like I just said.
Sussex in general today, plenty of batsmen got started but didn't go on. How much of a frustration was that in the dressing room today?
Yeah, it was frustrating. If we're honest, we didn't bat well today as a collective. A lot of us threw our wickets away, me included. So that was frustrating, but at the end of the day, a lot of guys, you know, got a few starts and we've ended up getting 300+, which I think is definitely a competitive total on that wicket. So hopefully the guys with the new ball tomorrow can, you know, rattle through a few of the top order.
And how do you see the match? Because 189 for six, maybe, you know, Sussex have settled for sort of 300 odd at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think so. It's just, I think if we played anything like to our full potential, we would have got obviously a lot more. Guys playing a few loose shots. But, you know, the lower order play well, CJ and Magsy play well, and obviously I've got three figures, so we ended up getting to a competitive total. And I think that will be a good score on that wicket.